Right now, Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife wardens do not have the same powers and access as other wardens around Wisconsin. So GLIFWIC Director of Intergovernmental Affairs Jim Zorn in Ashland says this legislation is a safety issue for the public and his wardens.
So that they would know who they were stopping, you know, out in the woods. Like state conservation wardens, they tend to work alone in rural areas, oftentimes at night, and they just need to know who they're encountering for their own safety, for example.
Zorn says they're often first responders in emergencies and have the same kind of training as other law officers. He says this bill has the support of the Department of Natural Resources and the State Attorney General's office.
This has been truly an example of the cooperation that was forged from those very tough early days of the boat landings and the treaty rights exercises in Wisconsin. You know, back in those days, it was quickly realized by the law enforcement officers that it didn't matter the color of your uniform or the agency you worked for, that there really is this brotherhood and sisterhood of law enforcement officers that in the field, the primary concern is to do their job to protect public health and safety.
The bill would apply to GLIFWIC wardens off the reservation as well as on. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.